Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We were at Panthers Media Day yesterday. Jonah Gadjevich, he's a monster. He may have a career in this afterwards because we got BKFC Ice Wars coming to the Amerant Bank Arena, Leroy, and the president of BKFC Ice Wars, Ian Heinisch, is joining us here on the program. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, good. It's good, man. Well, we're getting ready for this probably throttling tonight at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, that's what we're trying to that's what we're trying to have our heads on.
Nice.
Well, we think. But you guys are coming down here, man. So this Ice Wars thing, we've seen videos of this. You guys are just doing brawls on ice, like that's it. No hot, the skates are there, the ice is there, but we're taking the goals out. We're just kicking ass.
Yeah. So right now we've taken away the pucks. There's no sticks. It's just going to be pure fights, and that's kind of our slogan with Ice Wars. The interesting thing, though, we've been kind of doing this proof of concept. This is a new sport, right? So we're evolving. We're changing. We're figuring out what works best. And the past two events, they were on synthetic ice, right? We were in a casino. We were not able to have real ice. And we used gloves because we were trying to protect the fighters' hands and stuff like that. But now at the Merit Bank Arena on October 10th, it will be real ice. It will be no gloves. For the first time ever, we have our full partnership with BKFC. You know, we're in the home of the two-time Stanley Cup champion. So there's no other place that we would rather kick off this historic event, and it's exciting because we have a stacked card. We have UFC veteran Charles Boston Strong Rosa, and we have some really heavy hitter enforcers. We have our first women's fight. There's a lot going on in this card, and it's going to be action-packed and one for the history books.
So I want to ask you this. So how are they – so are they going to have different shoes or different type of shoes where they can get a little more traction? How is that going to work? Because, I mean, in order to actually be able to pack a punch, you're going to have some leverage.
Yeah, I mean, they're on skates.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. These guys are on skates. This is full hockey attire. Like I said, every time you go to a hockey game, you are enamored by the fights. When the fight breaks out, the whole crowd, even if a fight broke out in the parking lot, Dana White said this before, people are going to run out there to go watch that fight. So now we're just bringing you know, the action-packed part. We're going to have 3 one-minute rounds of action-packed brawling on the ice, bare knuckle, the first time ever that we were able to get this done, full-sanctioned hockey fights, and we're excited to do this in Florida.
Wow. I don't know if this – like, are the Panthers – are you getting any of the Panthers out? Because this feels like right up their alley. Like, I feel like you could bring in half of their team and they would enjoy something like this, because I don't think there's a team in the league that likes fighting more than the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it. We already have a couple guys on board. They're helping us sell tickets. And we're excited, man, because we're getting the whole hockey community behind us. You know, Amerant Bank Arena is really excited. They've sent out emails to their whole client list of all the people that love hockey. And these guys love hockey fights. So, you know, we're kind of bringing all worlds together. You're going to see hockey fans. You're going to see BKFC fans. You're going to see UFC fans and boxing fans. It's kind of like a worlds collide, and this gives me UFC 1 vibes just because, you know, you're going to have different styles. You got Charles Rosa, UFC vet. We got a BKFC fighter on the card, and then we just have pure hockey enforcer veterans that are basically born on the ice, grew up on the ice.
And, they're all menaces. Yeah. I feel like you got to just go get some of these Panthers. Like they got, You know, and then once they're done with their hockey career, they're going boom. Right? We're going right to BKFC Ice Wars. That's immediately what I think they need to do.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is right now, as far as like getting NHL enforcers, you know, these guys got paid a lot of money.
Oh, of course. I'm saying after their careers are done.
Yeah, yeah. After their careers and as Ice Wars continues to grow, I think it's going to be kind of a clout thing. It's going to be, you know, we want to get to the top of this sport because they are so experienced. You spent your whole life doing it. Might as well step in the ice box and prove that you are the baddest man on the ice. And I think we'll see a lot of that in the future.
How big is – yeah, I was going to just ask you that. How big is the – do they have to fight? Do they get the whole rink? I mean, like, where does – like, does anybody get to skate out? Or are they confined into an area with a ref?
Yeah, they're confined in an area. It's an 800-square-foot box. We call it the ice box. So it's plexiglass, okay. So you're going to be able to see in it. So, yeah, they're not going to be skating all around. I mean, these guys are in close quarters. They're able to maneuver. They're able to go. But when you have, you know, this small of a fighting arena and, you know, you've got 3 1-minute rounds, you're going to see a lot of action.
Ian, when is the event again? Give us it one more time.
Yeah, it's October 10th.
There you go. October 10th, Amarant Bank Arena.
I'm right now, I'm shook because I'm just trying to picture – two dudes on skates fighting in a ring on the ice. And the whole thing is you better have good leverage because oh my goodness.
Well, our producer, Jennifer, she's already like, man, I want to go. This is up in my league. So she's you've already got she's in. She's ready to rock and get to the ice war. So check it on out October 10th. Ian, we're here at the time, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. That is,
hey, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know that's insane. That,
because think about this. I'm thinking, even if you take the baddest man in UFC, that we got guys that we've talked to guys, Vlad, it don't matter what the situation is. If you tell them, I'm going to give you a little pocket change to go fight, they signing up.
That's right.
And now we putting them on skates?
That's right.
I don't know. How many UFC guys you know skate?
I don't know.
We don't know if they can or can't.
We don't know. Like, let's just say theoretically, if our boy like Yuli was gonna go and fight, do I know that Yuli can skate? I don't know.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
You adding like fighting and a lot of these things are about leverage.
Oh yeah. Right.
Ice doesn't really give you any leverage. So I see a whole bunch of guys taking that blade and jamming it into the corner of the side of the ring and bouncing off of it that way.
Lifting yourself up.
Right, and pushing yourself, getting a good push off.
Man, that's something. Ugh. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, it's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got Dolphins football tonight, week 3 of the NFL season against the Buffalo Bills. As the Dolphins, you know, they don't beat this team. Haven't beat them in 6 straight tries. They are the spread is 11.5, so it's
dropped. Start off at 13.
Milano and Oliver not playing.
A little bit, yeah. And I think our other linebackers banged up too. So we'll see.
The linebackers we worried about. I don't know what y'all talking about. It's that damn offense. So with them two guys hurt on defense, if they run for 200,
they'll be all right.
I'm the Bill. Right, exactly. Okay, he lifer. He lifer. I would take the Bills at 15 and a half.
15 and a half he wants to bet it up to. I don't know, dude. It's tough.
Wait, can I bring up a point?
Yep.
You remember in the summer when we were talking about Tua and you say, don't run, just throw it away?
Yeah.
And I told you the first time he did that and didn't try to make a play or didn't try to win,
mm-hmm.
we would be all over him.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't really think there's – I think you were equating that to a run play.
No, I was equating it to game time situation and your butt is on the line
mm-hmm.
and Tua got to make a play.
Right.
You want him to make that play regardless.
Well, he did run. He ran out of bounds.
But again, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't equate to your situation. One
it
time
does.
He
threw, one time if he would have scrambled around and tried to make a play and got hit, look, you got to play football, dude.
He did scramble around. He didn't hit, he didn't see his wide ass open tight end.
All right.
So like, I don't know, you know, it's not like he didn't. It's not like there was yards out there that he left on the bone.
Okay.
Like I get, you know, I understand. You think that I'm under the impression of Tua trying to go make a play unnecessarily, which he has done.
It's never like if he's going to try to make a play, does he? Everything is unnecessary. Here's what I would say: be careful, but play football. Because the way that it looks, right?
Yep.
You know, we immediately say, even though everybody said this is what we want, just throw it away, just throw it
Let's
away.
Let's go out to the Toilet of Hollywood.
Now we're saying Tua can't. And so from that standpoint, I think sometimes we get caught up in what we want the result to be.
Mm-hmm.
Versus how we get there. Like, you want Tua to be healthy, right?
I would like him to be healthy. That would be nice.
Right. But during the course of a game, third and five, third and six, or whatever, I also want him to try to make a play. And that's the most way.
But he's not the type of guy who can make a play anyway. Like, that's the thing. This is where I would okay, obviously, in a perfect world, you want the guy to keep playing football, but he's not a guy who extends plays and makes things happen. Tom Brady wasn't either, really. Tom Brady wasn't a guy. He sat back in the pocket. He let plays die all the time. He would just go down if a guy was going to hit him.
Yeah, but here's what I think it looks like, even if it's true or not. It looks like Tua already knows where he's throwing it before the ball snap
mm-hmm.
because he's throwing it so quickly.
Right.
And
is that new for him though? That seems like it's been what he's been.
I don't know. It just looked more fluid. Now when you see him chopping his feet back there, it's like, oh no, first option's like. Even if he didn't throw it to the first option,
mm-hmm.
wherever he threw it looked more fluid.
Right.
And it doesn't look as fluid now by all that. When you see him back there doing all that.
Well, I could acknowledge, like, look, you take that many hits and you've been injured. Like, he could be at a point where he's got happy feet on some stuff. And he's just, like, he doesn't want to take hits anymore. Like, he started the season. He got blasted twice on his blind side,
right?
And
yeah.
He knows, like, dude, he knows if it looks bad, he's gonna miss a month. So I could see that certainly having an effect and taking a toll on him. And I'm not even talking just from the physical standpoint. I'm talking from the mental standpoint of how
he plays
the game.
I got you. You know, like, the hardest thing to do after you've been either hurt or I'll use a fighter, for example, right? When you get knocked out, mentally, you still have to go about your business with a game plan, executing the game plan
mm-hmm.
and doing what you have to do to win. If you fight like you don't want to get knocked out, you can see it in a fighter, and usually his career is damn near over because he looks tentative. He
Agreed.
Looks scared. He looks nervous. It's the same thing for a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what your circumstances are, regardless of how injury prone or how many injuries you've had, the day you don't go out there on that field and play football, whatever that is for you, okay, now those things are taking over. And now we can't trust you to make plays because you're thinking about the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, you kind of have to be aware of it in both senses, though, don't you? Because you have to know when game's on the line, and you have to know when a game's over. Because, like, for example, the Houston injury, when, like, okay, he's trying to extend a play there. But the Buffalo injury, game was over. Like, you throwing your head into DeMar Hamlin does what? Like,
yeah. No, I got you. And again. I'm aware of that. And yes, you have to be cognizant of situations.
Right.
But I'm telling you, these fans, if it's 3rd and 4 at a critical moment in a game, all they care about is whether you got the first or not.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to say, oh, well, he maybe could have got the first, but we want him for next week. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
You still have to play football.
Yes.
Can you play football smarter? Yes. Sometimes it looks like he doesn't know what smart football is.
No, that's 100% fair.
He's just playing one way. Oh, I'm
remember when he had that. Remember when he had that interception against the Rams and he tried to throw his head into a linebacker? And I'm like, what? What are you doing, dude?
Because you know what? And it's funny. It's funny because you know why quarterbacks do that?
Mm.
Not to make the tackle. But to look like they care. No, it is.
I get
dude.
You. The damage is done.
It is. No. But again, people don't necessarily see it that way.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you don't like Tua, you're going to say, look at Tua. He threw a pick. He didn't even go try to make the tackle.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So you have here's what you have to do in sports. You have to be comfortable that you're doing everything you can to win.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever people think, they think, right? And what I would say about Tua is there is no real way to play football the way some people think he should play. You still got to play the game. Can you be safer? Absolutely. You can be safer without doing dumb stuff. And we all know what the dumb stuff looks like.
When you try
to give maximum effort, it's 3rd and 27, and you scramble and try to run over a linebacker. That's stupid. Right?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Hey, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We were at Panthers Media Day yesterday. Jonah Gadjevich, he's a monster. He may have a career in this afterwards because we got BKFC Ice Wars coming to the Amerant Bank Arena, Leroy. And the president of BKFC Ice Wars, Ian Heinisch, is joining us here on the program. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, good. It's good, man. Well, we're getting ready for this probably throttling tonight at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, that's what we're trying to that's what we're trying to have our heads on.
Nice.
Well, we think. But you guys are coming down here, man. So this Ice Wars thing, we've seen videos of this. You guys are just doing brawls on ice? Like, that's it? No hot, the skates are there. The ice is there. But we're just we're taking the goals out. We're just kicking ass.
Yeah, so right now we've taken away the pucks. There's no sticks. It's just going to be pure fights. And that's kind of our slogan with Ice Wars. The interesting thing, though, we've been kind of doing this proof of concept, this is a new sport, right? So we're evolving, we're changing, we're figuring out what works best. And the past two events, they were on synthetic ice, right? We were in a casino, we were not able to have real ice. And we used gloves because we were trying to protect the fighters' hands and stuff like that. But now at the Merritt Bank Arena on October 10th, it will be real ice, it will be no gloves, for the first time ever, we have our full partnership with BKFC. You know, we're in the home of the two-time Stanley Cup champion, so there's no other place that we would rather kick off this historic event. And it's exciting because we have a stacked card. We have UFC veteran Charles Boston Strong Rosa, and we have some really heavy hitter enforcers. We have our first women's fight. There's a lot going on in this card, and it's going to be action-packed and one for the history books.
So I want to ask you this. So how are they – so are they going to have different shoes or different type of shoes where they can get a little more traction? How is that going to work? Because, I mean, in order to actually be able to pack a punch, you're going to have some leverage.
Yeah, I mean, they're on skates.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. These guys are on skates. This is full hockey attire. Like I said, every time you go to a hockey game, you are enamored by the fights. When the fight breaks out, the whole crowd, even if a fight broke out in the parking lot, Dana White said this before, people are going to run out there to go watch that fight. So now we're just bringing you know, the action-packed part. We're going to have 3 one-minute rounds of action-packed brawling on the ice, bare knuckle, the first time ever that we were able to get this done, full sanction hockey fights, and we're excited to do this in Florida. Wow.
I don't know if this, like, are the Panthers, are you getting any of the Panthers out? Because this feels like right up their alley. Like, I feel like you could bring in half of their team and they would enjoy something like this, because I don't think there's a team in the league that likes fighting more than the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it. We already have a couple guys on board. They're helping us sell tickets, and we're excited, man, because we're getting the whole hockey community behind us. You know, Ameribank Arena is really excited. They've sent out emails to their whole client list of all the people that love hockey, and these guys love hockey fights. So, you know, we're kind of bringing all worlds together. You're going to see hockey fans. You're going to see BKFC fans. You're going to see UFC fans and boxing fans. It's kind of like a worlds collide, and this gives me UFC 1 vibes just because, you know, you're going to have different styles. You got Charles Rosa, UFC vet. We got a BKFC fighter on the card. And then we just have pure hockey enforcer veterans that are basically born on the ice, grew up on the ice.
And, they're all menaces. Yeah. I feel like you got to just go get you go get some of these Panthers. Like, they got, you know, and then once they're done with their hockey career, they're going boom. Right? We're going right to BKFC Ice Wars. That's immediately what I think they need to do.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is right now, as far as like getting NHL enforcers, you know, these guys got paid a lot of money.
Oh, of course. I'm saying after their careers are done.
Yeah. After their careers, and as Ice Wars continues to grow, I think it's going to be kind of a clout thing. It's going to be, you know, we want to get to the top of this sport because they are so experienced. You spent your whole life doing it. Might as well step in the ice box and prove that you are the baddest man on the ice. And I think we'll see a lot of that in the future.
How big is – yeah, I was going to just ask you that. How big is the do they have to fight? Do they get the whole rink? I mean, like, where does – like, does anybody get to skate out, or are they confined into an area with a ref?
Yeah, they're confined in an area. It's an 800-square-foot box. We call it the ice box. So it's plexiglass, okay. So you're going to be able to see in it. So, yeah, they're not going to be skating all around. I mean, these guys are in close quarters. They're able to maneuver. They're able to go. But when you have, you know, this small of a fighting arena, and, you know, you got 3 one-minute rounds, you're going to see a lot of action.
Ian, when is the event again? Give us it one more time.
Yeah, it's October 10th.
There you go. October 10th, Amarant Bank Arena.
I'm right now, I'm shook because I'm just trying to picture – two dudes on skates fighting in a ring on the ice. And the whole thing is you better have good leverage because oh my goodness.
Well, our producer, Jennifer, she's already like, man, I want to go. This is up in my league. So she's you've already got she's in. She's ready to rock and get to the ice war. So check it on out October 10th. Ian, we're at the time, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, that's insane. That's
because think about this. I'm thinking, even if you take the baddest man in UFC, that we got guys that we've talked to guys, Vlad, it don't matter what the situation is. If you tell them, I'm going to give you a little pocket change to go fight, they signing up.
That's right.
And now we putting them on skates?
That's right.
They just, I don't know what he did. Like, how many UFC guys you know skate?
I don't. Not
right.
Many.
I don't know. We don't know if they can or can't. We don't know.
We don't know. Like, let's just say theoretically, if our boy like Yuli was going to go and do I know that Yuli can skate? I don't know.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I
like,
don't know.
You adding, like, fighting and a lot of these things are about leverage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Ice doesn't really give you any leverage. So I see a whole bunch of guys taking that blade and jamming it into the corner of the side of the ring and bouncing off of it that way.
Lifting yourself up.
Right, and pushing yourself, getting a good push off.
Man, that's something. Ugh. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was born, grandmama could see it. Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we roll on this game day. It's Game Day Uncensored coming your way at 4 o'clock, but we got 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored coming your way now with the Lexus, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. ESPN has dropped a piece on the Miami Dolphins talking about their culture, which we heard Mike McDaniel short circuit when he had to explain that. Oof.
Look, let's be clear. All the way you do things, how you explain it, whether it's culture, process, and all that. The only reason why anybody cares about that is if you're winning.
Actually,
nobody gives a damn about what your culture is if you 0-2.
Or if it's bad culture, then they care if you lose. And you had no culture.
I mean, but
that's the
why do the teams that win?
Bro, you sitting outside a Cracker Barrel? What's with the rocking chair?
I don't know.
He's why old. That's literally what I thought about.
No, you think he's old? They all have rocking chairs.
Wow. Okay. Now what?
You are swinging back there, though.
Now I know. If I had questions, now I know. Laugh it up. Laugh it up.
Anyway, yes.
Back to the culture. Like, can we just stop with that, right? Because you know what? The media is phonies too. Hmm? Okay. They only care about your damn culture if you win. Oh, they got a good culture. They got a cookie. Yeah, because they winning.
Yeah, Leroy.
What do you? Yeah, thinking? I know. But so don't like to have to answer questions about your culture when you losing.
Yeah, because then
who cares?
Wouldn't that go against it though? Like, if you are asking, if the right. media is asking questions when they're losing, isn't that go against
just another way to ask? Another way of asking why you stink.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you out there preaching about the culture you have, your ass will be winning.
That is what we got. I mean, we got a lot of that this offseason, that the culture changed. And that, I guess, is what ESPN's pieces is talking about, how the culture got
you know
all.
You know why you can say stuff like that? Because you ain't playing
clearly
football.
You do, because I can't get to this damn article.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, go ahead. No,
rock away.
I just don't want to get. See? You say you want to get to the article, but then you make jokey jokes.
No, I didn't make jokey jokes, dude. Your just chair is squeaking. Need some WD-40.
Listen, I'm so happy to have my computer.
I know you are, because you can lean back again.
The microphone, where is it pointing at?
It's like, I'm so happy.
That way?
Yeah, because I can't get it to, if I do it this way, I got to scoot over.
Go ahead.
How's that? Is that better?
Rock the boat.
See, mine isn't too though. I can't.
I'm sorry. I don't have a gamer chair. I just got a regular chair.
It looks like a gamer chair, though, but for some reason,
I thought you did have one, yeah.
It's squeaking like crazy.
I mean, Fonz did, sneaky bastard, he did take the good chair and leave me with his old chair.
Yeah, damage is done. What are you going to do? Go to California and get it?
Yeah.
Man.
Can you get to the article? Get to the damn article.
Sure. Sorry. I was going to get to it. You just didn't want to.
I mean, I was just like, we sit here and listen to articles like we know what's up.
In their final team, this is from ESPN's Marcel-Louis Jacques. In their final team meeting in 2024, shortly after the season-ending loss to the Jets, McDaniel issued a challenge to his players.
Ooh.
According to multiple players and team staff, the Dolphins coach stressed the importance of player-driven accountability and said anyone who wasn't on board could say so, and the team would either trade or release them. Players repackaged his message to local media later that day during locker cleanout. And then it said multiple sources in and around the team said tardiness was an issue throughout last season. McDaniel told reporters at the end of news conference that finding players didn't particularly move the needle and said bringing it up as a team, continuing to find guys wasn't enough. One current Dolphins player said he believes some captains in the past took advantage of the role. Jalen Ramsey and wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who were two of the A players voted captains in 2024, were among the repeat offenders who received numerous fines throughout the season. Shocking. We didn't know that one. Players were often late to practices and meetings, with multiple team sources suggesting they reflected the lack of respect for Mike McDaniel, who was hesitant to publicly admonish those players outside of posting fines. However, one former Dolphin player who played for McDaniel in Miami said that the behavior wasn't exclusive to 2024 and the issues only arose when the team stopped winning games.
There you go.
Quote, everyone was fine with cutting meetings, cutting practice when they're winning. But once you're losing, it's like, now you can't get mad about it. We're just enjoying it when you were just enjoying it when we were winning.
So, see, culture. Culture is set when things are going well. You can't say we need culture when you start losing. By then, it's too late.
Damage is done.
Because when you have accountability and you have culture, when things start going bad, then that allows you to hold each other accountable. That enables you to go in and demand more work and corrections and stuff like that. I'm more than sure when you don't have that and you have guys who are on their own schedule, here's how a conversation would go. Right? So-and-so, you need to do this, this, and this, and this. Well, I need to do this, but so-and-so wasn't here. Right? Don't call me out like that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've been in locker rooms like that. And coincidentally, it came when we were 3-13.
When asked last week, Tyreek Hill told ESPN that he doesn't believe he received preferential treatment and insisted on his high caliber work ethic, but didn't deny missing meetings or arriving late to meetings and practice. Hill told ESPN he has not missed any meetings this season, dating back to the off season. He has been on time for quote everything.
Great. You're doing your job. Great. Great. Well, you know what that reminds me of, Vlad?
Well, you want a cookie?
Chris Rock. I take care of my kids.
Well, you want a cookie?
Yeah.
That was the answer. What, do you want a cookie? Like, yeah.
Being a professional.
Jalen Ramsey's behavior, meanwhile, became a drain on team morale, according to multiple sources, including current and former players who said his actions varied from being late to team activities to outright leaving practice. Awesome.
Well, but he, and let me tell you something. Jalen Ramsey's a great player. But he can't be the one speaking on behalf of the team. You understand what I'm saying? That's part of the culture problem, if you want to call it that. The guys who are speaking on behalf of the team and all the work that they're putting in should not be speaking on behalf of the team because they ain't putting all the work in. And that's why I said captains aren't always your leaders. Everybody know when they go in that locker room who the leaders are, who the guys that are going to pull you aside and call you out and tell you, hey, man, this is not, we can't have this. So you need somebody like Calais Campbell in your building. Because, hey, Calais Campbell could go to Tyreek and say, this is not acceptable. And so, thank you, Smeathan. I appreciate that. Washington
Point for US. Twitcher.
My culture is not living anymore.
Is that a bird?
She killed me.
Yeah, Washington's a bird.
Washington.
That had a timely death at the hands of...
Untimely or timely?
Untimely.
Okay.
Conveniently timed.
Yeah. Don't you give me the Dikembe Mutombo.
Don't put that on me, yeah? Don't put that on me, okay?
So, like, one of the reasons why I always, like, laugh at these articles is because everybody seems so forthcoming and honest about situations while not doing a damn thing to improve it. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, they got rid of Jalen Ramsey. Maybe it was Jalen Ramsey didn't want to stop doing what he was doing. Maybe it was, we don't know. But that can't be a guy that your young guys are looking at thinking, ooh, when I start balling, I'm going to do that too.
But Calais left also.
Calais, they didn't want to pay him. It wasn't a matter of leaving. It's still a business.
Still winning games.
Still winning two sacks. 50 years old.
Monster. Yeah, two sacks. You know what you can't coach? Monster.
Yep.
Like a giant. You can't coach giant.
He's still hungry.
We're still hungry.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headline back after this.
It's a giant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.